Buying activity continues for the major auction houses, this time for Christie's Hong Kong. The total sale of magnificent jewels was better than $89 million. 80% was sold by lot. The top lot was a pair of cushion-shaped diamond ear pendants that achieved almost $9.3 million. Now, LaVive has been very active at the auctions this quarter. In Hong Kong, LaVive won the second top lot, paying $7.6 million for a 13.39-carat VVS2 Marquis Cut blue diamond ring. That gorgeous blue center stone was flanked by a tapered baguette cut diamond and mounted in platinum. The price achieved was more than $3 million above Christie's estimate. Two major Indian diamond firms reported results this week, and as a result of a strong economy there, they posted double-digit gains in revenue following the trend of their competitors this past month. Gitanjali sales hit $2.1 billion during its fiscal year, with a 50% hike in diamond sales and 38% increase in jewelry sales. Indian sales rose 48%, global sales jumped 43%, net profits increased 77% to $79 million. The integrated diamond and jewelry brand continues to expand in India and is targeting growth opportunities in Europe, the Middle East, Japan, and Russia. Srinivasan Company drove revenue higher 30% in its fiscal year to more than $500 million. It recorded a 35% improvement for diamond sales and 23% jump in jewelry sales from 2009. Profits for the Indian firm rose 20% to $13 million. I will return with more news right after this message.
As a diamond supplier in the industry, you have thousands of stones that you need to sell quickly. With RAFNET, we can help you do that. We can give you the support, we give you the software, and we're here to walk you through it every step of the way. And in the end, we even have the buyers for you. So give us those stones and let's get them on the web.
Some important trends to watch in preparation for building your inventories and marketing plans during JCK Vegas. The conference board observed a rather mixed bag of consumer sentiment at the moment in the U.S., with overall consumer confidence down from this point 1 year ago. But the present situation index, or measuring how consumers feel about their own finances, was up 32% from May 2010. Nonetheless, a very weak reading at only 39 points. The expectations index, how consumers think they'll fare several months out, slid 11 points to 75. We need all these indexes to be at 100 points or higher to signal a healthy consumer outlook, and that has not been achieved since second half of 2007. This pessimistic outlook this month is coming from greater apprehension about future business, a continued weak labor market, and inflation concerns. Looking specifically at trends from the high-end consumer, Unity Marketing found that spending on luxury goods rose 30% in 2010, but a major chunk of growth was coming out of the ultra-affluent households, those above $250,000, where pent-up demand was driving expenditures after the Great Recession. However, that trend is now on the wane. Meanwhile, those in the mid-tier affluent, the $100,000 to $250,000 income range, have been largely absent from luxury spending, and yet they number 10 to every one of affluent households. Unity Marketing concluded that luxury good marketers must now work on coaxing this larger group of high wage earners back into spending in order to gain market share. Fundamentals for gold look fairly strong. Here is a look at how precious metals prices fared this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check diamonds.net.